guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Kind of a two-sided market here today, Brad. What was going on?
Well, we did sell some beans, 245,000 tons of new crop beans, and I got beans higher, but then it reverse went lower. Bean oil ended up closing higher, meal down $4. And wheat, as we were just talking off air, there's going to be more concerns about, you know, the shape, especially of the western hard red winter wheat in western Kansas, Nebraska, and western Oklahoma. The Panhandle, Texas, did get some rain here this week, but, you know, they need rain more often. And then, you know, it looks like the big rains they were talking the last couple of days for most of North Dakota, southern Manitoba, they were backing that way off again, too. So I don't think there's little or any weather premium in the wheat or oats market, considering how dry we are up in the northern plains and southern Canada. So we may see the market start to go that way. We do have a crop report tomorrow. Also, there's some thought that they might have to lower exports of beans again. Crush might go a little higher, but, you know, China's still been slow buying from us, which, you know, exports, you know, soybean exports last month or so hasn't been maybe a little better, some weeks less than wheat even. So not a good situation there.
Yeah. Well, the whole with the report coming up here, and then just the market just seems like it wants to drift here right now.
Yeah, it sure does. It just trading a range. If you're trading this market, it seems like if you get a dime or 20 cents, you take it. Funds seem to be willing sellers on rallies. There is other weather troubles in Europe too, especially Eastern Ukraine and Russia has been quite warm and dry too this spring. And like I may have said before, but Russia hasn't had a, you know, serious weather problem since 2010. So that's going to be getting some attention here too as we go forward.
What happened over on the livestock side?
Well, the cattle broke kind of hard late in the day. There's, you know, cash might be under a little pressure this week. Weights keep, you know, continuing to creep higher, almost 25, 30 pounds higher than a year ago, slaughter weights. So that's a concern. And then the other concern is that some of these plants, processing plants, may start reducing hours and as they're finding a little trouble to move in the box beef and processed meat at this price.
Finally, dipped box beef below $300 again, too.
Yep. And the hogs, April hogs are up $1.15, but those Junes put in a new contract high and reversed and closed $3 lower. So we'll have to keep an eye on that hog market, too. That might have been some kind of a top there today, too. But a big reversal on that June hog.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
Well, stock market's down hard, too. The inflation number came in a little hotter than normal. The Dow's down 500. S&P down 62. Treasury bonds are down 2 full points in a quarter. That's a big move in the bond market. Energy's up $1 a barrel on crude. Those numbers were out today also. Not much going on there. There was a build about 5.8 million barrels in crude. A little bit of a build in gasoline and heating oil. So those numbers, but the concern is, you know, where is the next bomb going to go off in the Middle East is what the energy market's been priced in here the last week or two.
And the dollar higher too, sharply higher.
Yeah, that goes along with that, you know, weaker bond market, higher interest rates, and more money attracted to the dollar in that case. And we're up just about a full basis point in the dollar index at 104.875, up 9.53.
Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President, Brad Paulson.